Spending a few minutes now with Drexel women's basketball coach Denise Dillon. Her squad will be on the road tonight visiting the Northeastern Huskies in CAA action. And first of all, coach, you bring a 9-5 record into tonight, and you are coming off a nice win over Delaware last time out. Number one, it's always obviously good to beat the Blue Hens, but after a couple of tough conference losses, had to feel good to get one in the win column.
Yeah, most definitely. We knew we had to put some good basketball together to pull out a tough game. At I just think we set the tone early on the defensive end and made some shots, which always helps just to relax the offensive end. And pulled out a convincing win against Delaware. So we're looking to move forward, progress a little, and get it together and string together a couple wins in a row.
The defense continues to be one of the best, if not the best, in the nation. So let's talk about the offense. Are you seeing signs of maybe some more consistent production coming through?
Well, I feel the team is more comfortable with what we're looking to accomplish, where shots are coming for us. We've seen a lot of different defenses. So I think that's with some younger players, it can get a little confusing, you know, not knowing where their looks are coming from, trying to get the ball in the hands of Bailey Greenberg, who has been a consistent scorer for us. In the Delaware game, the game opened up with Mara Hendrickson, our freshman, coming in and knocking down some big shots early. She just opened the floor up for us with knocking down some threes. So when you get some bench production, that's always key. So it just relaxes the team a little bit. And when you make shots, it becomes contagious. So we want everyone to feel that the ball does go in the basket and continue to play aggressively on defense, but know you're going to get the looks on the offensive end.
So let's talk about Northeastern, 12-3. They are 2-2 in the CAA. What's allowed them to have this type of success?
They're a great offensive team. They have five players on the floor at all times who can score the basketball. They're led by Jess Janko, who does a magnificent job. She's not going to overwhelm you with speed or the quickness out there, but she can really run a team. She's very deliberate, and her shooting percentage is off the charts. I mean, she's making threes, pull-up jumpers, and she's always finding her open teammate. The kid shoots 91% from the foul line, so you don't want to put her there either. So they're just playing some really good team basketball on both ends of the floor.
And just from a competitive standpoint, I mean, obviously there's the matchup and what it means in the conference or whatever, but when you're playing a team that's this good offensively and you're this good defensively, how much fun is it for, like, the tactician in you to match up like this?
Oh, exactly. That's what we talk about, our strength being on the defensive end. This team scores 68 points a game. They're averaging 68 a game. So we always set a goal for our team, and tonight's goal, you know, we're on the road here. We're sitting at 48, so we know we have to hold teams well under their average for us to have some success. So that's definitely the key. Let's take them out of their scheme of what they want to do, and you continue to just work it on the offensive end to make it a possession game, and hopefully it comes down to those last couple possessions and the ball is in your hands.